Then what happened in 67?
I got disability that I couldn't do anything more on account of my condition. So I got disability.
And you retired too at the
yeah.
same time. So since you retired, have you done any other kind of work, Paul?
No. I just take it easy. Fishing.
Now, what kind of work or jobs were most Chinese engaged in before the Second World War? Do you remember?
Mostly restaurant work. It's pretty hard to find. Like for me, try to get after the Chinese drugstore closed down. Try to get thrifty. They always make excuse that there's fill up and all that. It's pretty hard for Chinese to get a job as a pharmacist. And
so at that time, it was very difficult for an educated, college-educated Chinese to get a good job.
Yeah, good job.
And you said you had tried?
Tried.
Mm-hmm.
Fill out application.
Were you very discouraged when you were being turned down?
No, I'm not discouraged. I was mad.
You were mad?
Yeah.
And what did you do when you were mad?
So I worked for my dad for a few years.
What did you do when you worked for your father?
Help him fill up Chinese prescription junk yards.
So you know enough Chinese or herbs to jump you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He taught me,
mm-hmm.
and I know it. So he trusted me.
Now, then after a few years, did you try again to get into your kind of work as a pharmacist?
So I gave up, and then I said, I'll go into research lab.
Mm-hmm.
More interesting.
Were you able to get into a research lab?
Yeah, like Boyd. They call it a chemical lab, where you know, do a lot of research, work on chemical and analysis and all that.
At that time, when the white people were so biased, why did Boyd employ you?
Well, by recommendation of another rubber company my brother works for, he knows somebody at Boyd department that I want to get in the lab. So they were glad to get me over there. And they were glad to receive me. So I was happy there for 17 years.
17 years you worked at this Boyd company.
Until they moved.
Until 19, when?
Let's see, I think it's 1944, 16 years. Yeah,
16 years.
Years.
Until 19, when?
60.
Until 1960. Mm-hmm. Now, what would have been considered an average income in the pre-war period?
Oh, the average income in the pre-war period, compared to now, was $1.20 an hour.
$1.20 an hour?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was good then.
Well, how did it compare with the expenses? Did people have enough money to buy food?
Oh,
at
yeah.
$1.20
yeah,
an hour?
No, yeah,
why?
That.
How?
Well, the food prices so low compared to now. Dollars a dollar then, you know. Now is different. For $5, you could buy a lot of groceries.
Did most Chinese live by other Chinese in Chinatown?
What the,
in other words, did all the Chinese at that time live close to each other?
In Chinatown? Yes. They would start building in the pre-war day, they start building apartment houses.
But why do you suppose the Chinese wanted to live so close to each other?
Well, a lot of them, maybe from China, come from China. They want to be close to the Chinese, their own race, you know, Chinese. A lot of them can speak English, understand, and then like go to the store, they speak Chinese and talk.
Among your father's friends, those Chinese who worked and made some money, what do you suppose they did with it? Did they gamble with it?
No, they don't gamble with it.
Did they send it back to China? Did they put it
some
in
of them spend it in buying houses and all that. Invest it.
At that time, where would they invest the money?
I saw someone invest in stock.
Even way back then?
Yeah, and then lose a lot.
Now, did many Chinese feel they had obligations in China, like family support and things like that?
Well, a lot of, just a few that send the money back and then they bring the wife and children over there to YC Hong, and, you know.
Through YC Hong.
Yeah. You know, during that those times, it's hard to come over.
Now, during the Depression, you were in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
And were the Chinese in L.A. affected by the Depression that you know of?
Yeah.
How? How were they affected?
Well, a lot of them, jobs are scarce. And they're trying to do any kind of job they could find.
Did they have much money to spend then?
No, not too much money.
How do you suppose they got by during the Depression?
Well, in Chinatown, Chinese take care of themselves, you know.
How?
A lot of these organization, food and everything, you know, I don't know if you remember, like some of the organization, they take in, they feed them and all that.
They try to feed them and
yeah.
Give them a little spending money to
yeah.
Hold them over.
Yeah. You could go to their own association, you know, Tam Ga Kung Shaw and all that, Long Association.
By the way, did you ever join the Tam Ga Kung Shaw in
No, in San
LA?
Francisco,
oh.
I was a member. My dad put me in.
Did you ever feel there was hostility towards the Chinese in Los Angeles?
Well, during the early years, they were, you know, they were a hostility.
Then about when did it disappear? I mean, this kind of hostility or unequal treatment, when did it disappear?
After World War II.
Then did you like to see that happen?
That we
have equal treatment?
Yeah.
Now, since you have lived in Los Angeles for a long time, would you consider the Chinese to have done better? I mean, to have advanced better?
They're more advanced now.
Now than the last what?
Last 10, 15, 20 years.
And have you ever compared the Chinese with the Jewish people in the way of doing business?
No. I don't compare.
Now, these questions will be towards your father. Now, how did your father meet your mother?
Through my grandfather in Milwaukee.
But your mother also was from China, huh?
Yeah.
So how did your grandfather know about your mother?
Well, he owns a restaurant in Milwaukee, and my father, King Joy Lau. So grandfather always go to Chicago, and then I think that's how they met my mother.
But your mother was from China, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but she came over before she was married.
Yeah, my grandfather brought her over.
No, no. Your grandfather brought her over so that she could marry your mother.
Yeah.
I see. I see. Mm-hmm. Now, would you ever like to go back to China to get married?
When I was young.
When you were young?
Yeah.
But why didn't you go?
Well, I didn't have the opportunity.
I see. Now, many Chinese went back to China to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you suppose they did that?
Well, they figure on the girls over China are much more, much better than American-born Chinese girls.
In what respect they were better, that they thought they were better?
Well, they, a lot of them say they do cooking, housework, and a good mother and all that. But now I found out not all of them are a lot. I know it now.
Now, Paul, you said many Chinese girls from China may not make very good wives, and you said you found out a long time ago. Why? How?
Well, I know a couple of them, they passed away, married an old village girl from the village, not the city, but from the village. They were pretty nice, you know. But now, the younger generation, I know quite a few that went over and got married, brought their wife over, that didn't turn out like they wanted to.
Well, what happened to the wife? How come it didn't turn out?
Well, a lot of them just want to come over, and then they leave them just to be coming over to the state. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Just to come over to the state, and then they divorce. They find somebody else, much better, with more money, then they go marry the other, get divorced, and then this man.
Now, in the past, Chinese would like to have more sons than daughters. How about the American-born Chinese? What do you think of it?
Well, no difference.
No difference?
Yeah. Boy or girl.
What do you think of international or interracial marriages?
Well, now it's more than years ago in the marriage. My niece is married to an American. He's a major in the Air Force station in Maryland. Married 10 years now. He's got two boys over there. My grandnephew.
How are they getting along?
Fine.
In 10 years,
they're
getting along fine.
So he's retired this September, and they're going to move out here. She's already out here with a kid, so he's got his PhD at USC, so he's been 20 years in the Army.
Then 20 years, when you retire after 20 years, you have a pretty good pension, huh?
Yeah, he's got a pretty good pension in the Army. Besides, he's been out here twice already for interview, Rocketdyne and North American and Douglas.
Now, did many parents feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese school to learn the language?
Oh, yeah.
But how about now? How about the younger set, like your grandniece?
Now they don't even think about sending your children to Chinese school.
Why do you suppose it is?
I don't know. They just don't think like we used to. My father used to a long time ago.
How many people that you know of would like to return to China ultimately? Your friends?
Quite a few like to visit China.
But how about going back there to live permanently?
No.
Why not?
I don't know, they've been over here to the United States so long that they dislike it over here much better.
Now, what do you suppose the American-born young Chinese feel about going back to China, the young ones?
The young ones? Mm-hmm. They like to visit.
Only?
Only.
You know, in the movies, oftentimes you see Chinese portrayed a Chinese in a very ugly way. Do you feel anything about it?
Oh, yeah.
How? What kind of feeling do you
have? Well, the false character, the cast are wrong. They always think the Chinese are cast a certain way, certain.
You see, a Chinese is still wearing a long hair.
Pigtail.
A pigtail, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
Then when you don't like about it, what do you do? What do you do?
Well, I just don't watch it.
Do you ever try to make a protest?
No.
Why not?
Well, I could have wrote in, you know, but I didn't find a way of what protest to who or whom.
Did you ever hear anyone say that they were embarrassed to be Chinese?
No.
You think that most Chinese are pretty proud to be Chinese?
Yeah.
Now, what type of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
A lot of them take up medicine. And I read a lot of them. I still get the pharmacy alumni once a month, mm-hmm. And then graduation time I looked at this and got a lot of Chinese name, mm-hmm. Japanese name, graduate pharmacists, and a lot of them engineer to be engineer, and I know my cousin from Hong Kong, He's an engineer at TRW. Mostly are engineers.
Why do you suppose most of them could become engineers?
Well, they're pretty smart in figures.
Yes.
And not.
Most of them are good at figures. Yeah. See, that's the thing.
And they hire, and then now they hire more Chinese engineers. My nephew is an engineer at Hughes.
But the word engineer sometimes is misleading, though. There are so many different grades and levels.
Civil, electrical, and all kinds.
No, not only that, if you could...
This is the end of all time. Tape 1, Side A, oral interview, duplicating from a 90-minute to a 60-minute tape.